What we found is that the birds that were completely blind were actually surviving very well, so it doesn't seem as though that's going to be a major factor in contributing to their problems.
Do you reckon this problem is common with kiwi birds?
In this particular population, which is at Okarito in the west coast, there was about 60% of birds had eye problems, and only a small number of those were blind. It seems as though it might be more related to it being a particularly old population down there, because the young ones have been taken out by stoats mainly, so it seems to be sort of an aged population. It may be more widespread in other kiwi populations than we think, but it hasn't really been looked into that much.
Do you think, like, with these kiwi birds sort of losing their sight, you said it's more of like there's no problems with their survival or anything, but do you think pests such as stoats and ferrets could cause, this could be like, they could be a bigger danger to the kiwi birds now that they're sort of losing their sight, or not really?
Well, yeah, introduced mammals are certainly the big problem for kiwi, particularly things like stoats and dogs. But I think basically these mammals are not hunting, you know, they're hunting using smell, so because the birds can't see isn't going to make much difference to that. They're still going to find them. Kiwi tend to hide, from predators, so it probably doesn't make much difference. The predators are still going to find them whether they are blind or not. Well, I just think it's astonishing because, you know, it's another feature which makes kiwi unique. There's no other birds that we know anywhere in the world where a population can survive with blind, free-living birds. So, I mean, that's just another, like, wow, that's really weird sort of feature. But, yeah, I don't think there's anything that we need to worry too much about that there are blind kiwi. It seems that basically they don't really need their eyes because their other senses, like their sense of touch and their hearing and their sense of smell, is really, really good, and that basically gets them through. So,
Do you think that with them losing their sight, that their hearing and their sort of smell and everything else just goes up a notch?
Yeah, I think that's probably what's happened. They became nocturnal, maybe to avoid predators, which would have been mainly birds when they were evolving, and basically their brain sort of compensated by developing features that are more used to them in the dark. So smell and hearing and touch is more use in the dark than eyesight. So I think that's probably what's happened.
Seems like that the loss of sight is kind of happening because sight isn't important for a kiwi to survive. So, so typically, you know, in a species where eyesight was really important, birds that lost their sight or individuals that lost their sight would have less breeding success, and so they would die out, and the genes that were associated with that poor sight or loss of sight would die out from the population. So they would gradually disappear, or at least, you know, the loss of sight would be at low levels. So the fact that, you know, a third of these roi, you know, the Okarito kiwi that were surveyed here had eyesight problems, and three of them were completely blind without any apparent loss of function, suggests that really what's going on here is that the eyesight has become less and less important for this species. And we know that kiwi are nocturnal, and they mostly find their food by smell. And so it seems that actually kiwi are able to get about their normal lives perfectly well without eyesight. So it's probable that we're in the early stages of the loss of eyesight for the species, on an evolutionary scale. Of course, you know, that's not really the biggest problem facing kiwi. The biggest problem is invasive predators, you know, right, and in particular stoats in that particular area in Okarito on the west coast.
You spoke about species that have sort of sight issues just before having problems breeding. Do you think this could be a problem for kiwi birds later on when we're trying to boost the population?
No, I don't think it will be. This is not my specialist area, but the theory that's being advanced in association with this study is that what it demonstrates is that eyesight is not important for finding food, finding nests, finding mates, breeding. That actually kiwi, by the fact that they're nocturnal, whereas I guess some species, like maybe owls, actually have developed very much improved eyesight to actually be able to cope with sort of much lower levels of light at night time. It seems that kiwi may have in fact gone the other route of actually heightening other senses, and especially smell, to be able to perform the same functions that eyesight would in many other species.
So do you think this is sort of like going forward in the right direction for kiwis, like naturally? Do you think that kiwis are sort of in a better position to sort of survive and everything now that they're losing their sight?
Well, I'm not suggesting that losing their eyesight makes them more able to survive, but probably that it's not making a significant difference to their survival and their ability to thrive as a species.
In the article that I sent you, it did say something about a gene that researchers found called sonic hedgehog. Do you know much about it, or not?
I don't know anything at all about sonic hedgehog, but it sounds like an interesting name for a gene. And certainly evolutionary biology, would send us looking for genes that were associated both with the loss of sight, but also enhancement of other senses. Because that's clearly the evolutionary route that this species has embarked on, to actually heighten other senses and have them kind of perform the role that eyesight would for other species. If you imagine, a deer, for example, where a deer uses its eyesight all of the time. And so if an individual deer lost its eyesight or had compromised eyesight, that would be like a major disaster for that individual. And so quite quickly, deer that had poor eyesight or were blind would not have breeding success. And so the genes associated with that eyesight loss would be lost from the population. Now, the fact that the loss of eyesight genes and kind of smell enhancement genes, whether it's sonic hedgehog or something else, has not been culled out of the population suggests that actually there's something either neutral or positive that's going on for kiwi associated with this loss of sight. And I suggest that it's probably the enhancement of other senses. Because, I live on the West Coast. At night time, in a place like Okarito, there is no light, apart from, on nights with the moon, which will be a minority of nights. So, actually, having really good eyesight probably isn't that useful. Whereas if you had other senses that still enable you to find your food or find other kiwi to breed with, that's actually going to be very useful. The key thing to remember about this particular species is that numbers are doing okay through sort of intensive intervention by human activity, and that is necessary because, just as we spoke about last week, the predators would otherwise be wreaking havoc on this population, and especially for Okarito kiwi, the roi, it's stoats that are the big problem. So that's what we've got to focus on, is being able to eliminate those predator animals.